All right, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you so much, BBS, for making it possible. Another Wednesday call, as we call it. As this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We started with conference calls only before we were brought online through BBS. Thank you for being here. It is today, December the 6th, 2017. And if you have questions, we have answers. And you can submit a question per email to questions.intelligent-infinity.com. Am I saying it right? It's questions@intelligent-infinity.com. So thank you for being here, Dharmananda. How do you do?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Are the only one here?
Yes. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And right after this 1 hour show, we continue at 7 p.m. Pacific time with our daily whole planet healing, only accessible per phone. Good evening to the next participant. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. And if you go to wholeplanethealing.com, you can see the information you need to call and to get into the conference call with a pin. And I welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS being here. And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name. Hello.
Hi, hi, it's Anna Kent Washington.
Hi, Anna. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you, hi.
Antonio in California.
Hello, Antonio. Welcome.
Thank you, hi.
Thank you.
I thought yesterday was Wednesday, and I called in at 6.
You said what? Yesterday was what?
I thought yesterday was Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Like, all I got was music.
Yes. Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Joe here.
Hi, Joe. Good evening. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Joe, is the call still going on with our group from Team Shift?
Yep.
All right. Still the same time, quarter till?
More or less.
All right. I should call in again.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping the boat floating, Joe. I know you're a diehard.
Yeah, we'll be there.
All right, man. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
Hi, April, Mount Johnston.
Hello, April. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say name and location.
Good evening, hi. This is Cleo from Connecticut.
Hello, Cleo. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the next caller, welcome. If you want to, please say name and location. But only welcome you. And the next person, welcome. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location. If you want to. And the next person that joined in, thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how's everybody?
Good evening, Don, and welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Joe.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Roger in Austin.
And hello, Roger. Welcome to you.
Good evening.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings from Sedona. Hi.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you. I keep on typing in intelligent-affinity.com, but nothing comes up. It says page can't be found.
You're saying to email a question?
Yeah.
It's questions at
yes.
intelligent-infinity.
Yeah, .com.
Yes.
Email. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. It's funny. First time this has happened, the computer won't let me do it.
Huh. All right. And a warm welcome to all those that are listening in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for participating with tonight's If You Have We Have Answers call. And the next person joined in here on the conference call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
And I welcome all those listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
Hi. In the email, is it intelligent or intelligence?
Intelligent.
Okay, no T, but C-E.
No
okay,
T.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's
with a T on the end.
Yes. And you can also, you will have received the email, the announcement email, and the link is right on there, so you can just click it if you want.
Thank you.
Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. And another person joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everyone. This is Susan in Virginia.
Hello, Susan in Virginia. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
I picked up a straggler, CJ, over there on Monday night's dial-in. I was a dumbass.
CJ from Tucson.
I don't know what this is about. We had another person join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
CJ from Tucson, Arizona.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How do you spell your name?
C as in Cynthia, J as in Joy.
All right. Just the two-letter CJ. All right. Welcome to the call, CJ.
Well, thank you. I've not done this before. Truth Calkins from Arizona here in California gave me the number.
All right. Welcome. And
thank
more
you.
People,
thank
more
you.
Joining in the last thank minute. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm Morgan from Portland.
Hello, Morgan. You have an echo.
No. Well, I'm Lori, but... maybe there's a Morgan, too.
No, it's as I hear an echo, I think it's Morgan. But Lori, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Yes, Ren.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I need to mute the phone line over here. I think it's CJ's phone line. I'm sorry that I need to mute you. But you have an echo.
I think it's me.
No, I got a line. You're good. But you sound very much. You sound in the distance.
I'm in the distance. Hang on.
But it's still an echo.
Is that better?
Not so much.
Hard to hear you, Wynn.
Testing 1 2 1 2. Hello. Hello.
Yes. You still sound in the distance a little bit.
An echo.
All right. Let's just see what we're going to do here.
I am going to mute the phone lines.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right, then. Say something, Newman.
Okay.
Now you sound like Perry. Pink paper.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to figure out how to do this right, because Terry finally did it, okay? She permanently muted her phone. And her phone isn't coming out, coming on. And so I tried doing it on a speakerphone, and it doesn't sound like that worked. So I'm back to my normal headset. Terry's sitting next to me, and I am just going to have to pass the phone, put the mic in front of her.
Can she Skype in then?
If Terry's on Skype, you mean I can Skype in and Terry
either
can
or.
Be on? Well, that's a thought, okay? Well, Terry, you prefer to Skype in, or you prefer that I Skype in, or that we do it this way? I'll tell you what, let me Skype in. No, we'll do it this way. We'll make it, okay? It's okay.
I don't know if I can stay in Kansas or if I
You don't?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, if you think you can't, you're going to have a problem, then I will Skype in, okay? Hang on. Hey, I thank everybody. I got lots of emails after my email about today. And every one of them was good, positive. People understand. So, okay. Can you hear me now?
No, the echo is back.
Okay, now I'm on.
Yes, you're good now?
Now I'm on.
But
Skype.
You guys are too close together.
Pardon me?
You guys are too close together, I guess.
Yeah, well, I can move now. Here, I'll give.
It's good now.
It's good
now.
Sorry. No, I know, but we're going to have troubles. I muted the cell phone mic. If I unmute it. See what happens?
No, good. Right?
No. So I got to be in another room. All right.
So here, Gary.
Take that. Hopefully, that mic is not going to go dead. I will go in the other room. Okay? Say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Terry. The lines are muted, so they cannot talk back right now.
Okay.
But I know everybody loves you.
I love them. Thank you, everybody.
And somebody else just joined in on the call. Thank you for being here. And everybody listening in, also on BBS, thank you very much for participating with this. And I hope you see value in, particularly since we have new people, I hope you see value in the work that Wynn and the rest of us are doing. I think it's something very magnificent, and I feel very blessed to have Terry with us. Thank you, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. We are good to go. Thank you guys for your patience.
Here goes.
This conference is being recorded.
This is December 6, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Everyone everywhere. And tonight, we're going to ask questions that you guys have submitted. And Terry is going to
channel the answers. Hi, so do we have any new people on the line tonight?
We have some, several new people. I mean, especially those who didn't announce themselves. Yes. Yeah. When there's something going on, when you talk, there's a buzzing going on with your mic. Everything plugged in well and everything?
Is it really bad, the buzzing?
It's not too bad. It's doable.
All right. I don't know how to fix it. I mean,
okay.
Without going into extensive...
I don't know if your mic is too close or too far away, but you sound good for the rest.
I mean, I'm using the computer mic, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, hang on a second. Let me try one thing. Let's see if it works. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is this better?
It seems to be better, yes. It certainly has improved. So let's trash this recording and start over, all right?
Okay.
Your conference recording has
stopped.
This conference is being recorded.
This is December 6th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is the call where we ask our sources questions that you have submitted. And we stop saying this all the time because we haven't had any new people for a while. And it's kind of a big deal for me to go out and talk on Alfred's YouTube channel. And he was so good at holding space that I could be totally myself and transparent. And I thank all of you for checking us out. You can't really come to a conclusion about this. Most people can't until they are checking us out for a while. Because this is a very unusual relationship we have built with these sources on the other side. And people come to it and have their preconception. And oftentimes, they are all too ready to give up their power and say, tell me what to do. Fix this. And they don't do that. Well, sometimes they fix things. Those of you that have listened to our calls, particularly our Wednesday call, where we ask questions, I'm sure you've noticed that how careful our sources are not to take you over, not to tell you what to do. Even when you try to ask a question which would give up your power, they don't take it. They will put it back on you. But they will usually tell you how to figure it out yourself. They'll give you guidelines. They're very wise. From their perspective, each of us is on a path. Each of us is eternal. Each of us is totally unique. And at the same time, at the higher levels of our matrix, we're connected. We're one. Everything is one. But in this realm, it's hard to have that experience. You can't have it. In fact, if you keep coming to these calls, you'll end up having it. And the way it looks, when you have that experience, is you'll suddenly look at other people and you'll see them as part of yourself. You'll have compassion and you'll understand that they're going. And it doesn't mean you connect with everybody, because there are many people that when you see them, you don't want to connect. It doesn't mean sloppy, mushy love. It's tough love. Sometimes you have compassion, and the most compassionate thing you can do is not get involved with that particular person, because you'll get sucked into lower level things when you try to get involved. Okay? So they always preface when we ask them questions to only take what resonates. And Terry, you're making a lot of noise.
Okay.
But still, only take what resonates. Also, keep in mind that when Terry channels, and this is true for anybody that channels, Terry's consciousness, no, let me just say this is not true. Terry is a conscious channel. She is in a semi-trance, but her conscious self is still there. And it seems as if she and them are being together, but she is in the mix. And sometimes there will be bleed through her consciousness. And so you have to discern for that. A lot of times the bleed through is very good, but it still can be at a lower level than the Elohim, and sometimes it's not. So that's just my preamble. We do a little invocation to call in the light, and we do this. What we're doing, at least for my conscious mind, my way of understanding it, is we're creating a vortex. We're all part of the vortex. And some of you will feel the energy. And the vortex goes very, very high. And the Elohim meet us at the top of our vortex. And when we bring in a source that's as high in the matrix as the Elohim, we can become vulnerable to negative attacks, because your energy is fanning out through lower levels where you become visible to, shall we say, negative sources. Negative sources can be in higher levels than this one. And at any level you're in, they would describe that essentially there are two divisions in the universe of beings. There are service to self and service to others. Now, it's not quite that clear cut, because most of us have a division. We're part service to self and part service to others. And when you're in 3D, you need part of you being service to self, because you have to take care of your body, your family. It's a priority. And but in the negative, most negative aspect of service to self, there are beings that siphon energy from other people. And oftentimes we get involved in situations where our energy is being siphoned and we don't even know it. And the real difference is free will. Service to others honors free will. It never tries to manipulate, to trick, to fool, to lie, to connect the energy. Service to others, service to self, doesn't have those stipulations. Service to self can do whatever it wants in order to get to it. And service to self usually can't connect to the highest level. They need energy from other beings. And they can be desperate about that need. So as you go through your life, try to identify if you have people like that in your life. Now, it doesn't mean somebody can be needy. And it doesn't, again, there's free will. You can choose to give to someone. And if they're trying to manipulate you to give, then it's a trap. But if you're giving of your free will, it's not. I mean, there's a lot of subtle things about this. I'm not going to go into them. I'm just going to go into our questions. We still don't have that many questions tonight. The people that have been on our calls have had this great privilege of asking all kinds of questions for many months. And there's a thing where when you start asking questions, at a certain point, you make a connection with the Elohim, and you're not that curious about it anymore, except how to be more of who you are and exhibit that to the planet. And Barry, you're still making noise.
I know.
Are you ready, Terry?
I'm never ready, but I'm here.
You sound really good.
Oh, good. All right. That's good.
Your energy sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of life, transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. And we add to each person on this call, each person that listens to a replay. And we see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'on. We are a combination of a part of the Elohim and part of the Ra group, and we have gathered together to be able to make a bigger footprint to answer your questions to as best we can. And if we ever say anything that doesn't resonate with you, then disregard it as it does not apply to you at that time. We don't come through the telephone line. We don't come through the computer.
computer. We are not even coming through Terry. We are coming directly to you. We are multifaceted beings, and therefore we can come to many people at the same time. Do you have questions?
You know what? I'll ask a question on behalf of some of the new people that are listening tonight. How would you suggest a new person approach their discovery of us?
We would suggest that you listen and that you do not try to reach through Kiri or through the telephone or through the internet. We to try to reach our frequencies, as our frequencies are there and available. As you get more familiar with us, you can begin to sense our frequencies and begin to see that they are coming directly to you. We only come if we are invited. We do not interfere. When people ask questions of us, we attempt to answer. If they have requests for the highest good, we attempt to bring our energy to bear on it to help create synchronicities and answers to their questions and to bring through solutions for the highest good.
Thank you. Another question is, historically, Elohim has been a word that has been thought of as God. Could you explain why that's so and how you would look at yourself with that kind of identification?
Some civilizations have looked at us as God because there are all that they see and they do not see higher. We are handmaidens of God. We work, we aren't gender-wise, feminine or masculine, but we work with God's will for the highest good to bring through. There are words that this channel does not have to bring through the best, the highest, the most wisdom that we can. We are very happy to connect with you all and your realm because your realm has been so isolated, and it is a joy to have this connection and be able to verbally speak through the channel, Terry.
Thank you. Sometimes, historically, there's this idea that we are supposed to do God's will and be obedient. How do you relate to that idea?
Everyone is a co-creator. Everyone has their own path, their own things to learn, and God is putting lessons before everyone. If they can stay on their own path and they can learn the lessons that are the most helpful and the most fulfilling to them, and that is a life well lived.
Thank you. Rick Vornbrook asked the question about music. He's curious if you listen to music, but I don't think you have loudspeakers where you're at.
We have the music. We hear music. We see the inner harmonics working. We can hear the frequencies. We can hear how they go together. They make sounds to us. And they make music, the most beautiful music.
Can one Elohim project to another music?
We're speaking of the different realms and the different interactions make music to us. Yes, one Elohim could make music to another. However, we do not so isolate ourselves that we think of ourselves as a separate being. We think of ourselves in the full panoply of all of the input that we are getting from the star systems, from other Elohim, from everywhere. We are, in a sense, all ears.
In other words, you're listening to the universe.
Yes. Yes, we're listening to the universe and each other, and we are listening to people praying, and we are sensing prayers going up from Ventura where there are fires, and we sense the tenseness, and we sense the desperateness of many of these people at this time, and it rivets our attention to help where we can.
Thank you. Then Rick asks, what do you consider the highest expression of music from our 3D?
We have a different taste in music than in some of the low frequencies and the jam sessions in your realm. We consider the sounds more gross. The sounds of our music are not heard by your realm and are tender and caring and loving and interacting and very high in frequency. We would, if we wrote music, would write much different music than much of the music in your realm.
In our realm, there are certain instruments, like violins and flutes, which are higher frequencies. And then there's other instruments, like basses and drums, which are lower frequencies.
We would consider prayer bells of the Tibetan monks to be music that is of great importance in aligning the chakras in the body, and it is very beautiful music to us to hear the prayer bells ring.
Thank you. Okay, next question is from Rich Buckley. And he has a question about androgyny. And androgyny, for those of you that don't know that word, talks about male and female characteristics in the same person. It doesn't mean necessarily they're a hermaphrodite or has nothing to do with sexual organs. It has to do with the person can access male energy or receptive energy or female energy, and they can do it according to what is best for the situation. They're not locked in to a particular role of being male or female, okay? And Rich is asking, is there a dominant trend in the higher densities towards increased ratio of androgynous beings as we move into the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh densities?
Each person, in a way, is androgynous as they're able to create and to take on, depending upon their body type, when they incarnate aspects of the male or aspects of the female. Sometimes an individual will have such a successful lifetime as a male. And then if they pick up a female body, they have male tendencies, tomboy, climbing trees, doing tasks that generally are done by a male. It is a creative matter. The beings, when they are not in the body, have the choice of how they wish to create themselves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We have a question from, let me see here, Clear Energies. My 53rd birthday is Saturday, and I have struggled financially for 3.5 years since becoming a widow. Will this change for me this new birthday year? Thank you. Much love to all of you on and off the planet. And that's from B. Collier. And let me just give a precursor here, that the Elohim does not usually answer a prophetic type question, like, will this change for me this new birthday year? They would more likely say, we're going to hear what they say, but they would more likely say that you are the creator. What are your intentions? What can you do to increase your flow of finances in? And say, you know, there's something in front of you that can do that. But let me turn it over to them and see what they say.
Who is this from?
This is D. Collier. You know what? She didn't give her city. And usually, we ask for your city.
I hope so much for the city. Yes, Dee, you've asked questions before. Give us a moment. There are factors that can pull more finances together for you, there are aspects of astrology that bode better in some months. Be careful to watch the signs. The feeling. There may be some pictures that are more difficult in the coming year. But hang in there, because those factors will reverse, and there are opportunities for things to get better. Things that Wynn has said do apply. Thank you.
Thank you. And another question is from Kevin Wynn. And again, he didn't give me a city. It's my fault, okay? We have Eddie and Clear Energies, if you're listening. Could you please send me an email quick with your city before I get up to your questions, okay? And Kevin Lamb asks, why is it taking so long to find my life's purpose? And can the Elohim help me to find that? Thank you.
Thank you. It is sometimes confusing in the third density realm when you have so many inputs that are directing you as the other people see fit, and one may go for the possibility of something and then see that that possibility isn't one's true path. For instance, if you have a bent for writing or you yourself have a natural flow of working with people, of expressing yourself, and we would suggest to trust your natural flow of things that you enjoy, and things you have a natural bent for, perhaps crafts. There can be several things woven together. Check your own self, your natural bent. What do you enjoy? What are your gifts? And how do people respond to you in certain areas? And use your own compass for your own guide, and you will find your way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I wanted to say that one of the problems a lot of people have, we have learned that many people, millions, multi-millions, have incarnated into this realm because they want to be of service here. This realm is so screwed up. And when you look at it from the higher realms, you come in and say, I want to make a difference. And then when you take a body, you no longer remember that you had that idea. And you're posed with all of the reality systems in this realm. People that are attracted to our work often are of that dispensation. They've come in from higher realms. And it's so hard to figure out what to do here, because the normal things that people are supposed to do are boring. So they have to figure out something that engages their spirit. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be, for example, it may not be anything for you, but for an example, it could be like a hotel concierge whose job is to lift the vibration of people coming to that hotel, or a taxi cab driver who will be lifting the vibrations of the people he is driving around. And there's a certain sense of fulfillment every time you can do something to lift the vibrations of other people that makes you feel like you're doing what you're supposed to. Now, some people have certain talents and can do grander things, but you don't have to do grander things. You can do simple things. And when you find a simple thing that you feel your heart is open and rewards you, you're on your right path. Okay? Thank you. You guys have any comments on that?
Pardon?
When I make a comment, I want to make sure that it's in harmony with your thoughts. I just said, do you have any comments on my comment?
Yes, your thoughts are very much in harmony with ours.
Okay, thank you. Michael, and he didn't give a city either, okay? He says, I'm told that as we get closer and closer to the end of a cycle, that we reincarnate faster each time. In other words, he's saying that there's less time between taking on new bodies. Is that true?
Each person has their own rhythm and their own focus and their own time and their own purpose. And so, in general, are people reincarnating faster? There is the opportunity to reincarnate faster. But there is a wide range between people's reincarnations and the focus of those people and their purposes, and whether they have gone back to the heaven realm and gotten their life repute and help with decisions on where they wish to go next. There is a wide range. The opportunities for reincarnation are faster.
Thank you. And he also asked, I've heard that we can become emotionally neutral, that we can call in talent from other lifetimes. Could you comment?
Yes, you can. Whenever you have gained a talent and you have worked on it and you have done it over and over, it becomes something that you can draw on in a future lifetime. For instance, let's see, a person was a housewife and they cooked 3 good meals a day and they enjoyed the organization of the house and the working with the family. This is all good experience that in the future lifetimes they can draw on if they so desire.
Thank you. Let's see, 55, let's see if we got another question in. Okay. Let's see, I see that that person who asked that question, oh, Dee Collier is in Jasper, Missouri. But we already asked a question, so, okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Dee.
And 756. Michael, whose questions were just answered, ask your other two questions next week, okay? And the same for, let me see here. Who else asked the question? Charles Glenn. Charles, ask your question next week, okay? And I will give it high priority. And I know I sent my email out at 6:30, so it didn't give you guys much time to come up with your questions. Mark Esquara, ask your question next week. That one, I happen to know some of the answer to, and it's a tricky question, okay? But we'll do it next week. I won't make any comments. And on that note, we do our whole planet healing, and it's on another line. Hayes, are you there?
Yes, it is the phone number. You can find it on wholeplanethealing.com. And if you have pen and paper now, it is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound.
Okay. And just remember, www.wholeplanethealing.com. The number is on that website. We're going to close this session, and we're going to go over to that other line and do our planetary personal healing session.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you all for being here.